Oh, it's you. My bodyguard. My protector. In the starlight, I thought you might be one of the slavers. But it's you. Climbing the broken steps of my temple to kneel by me, where I lie crumpled on the stair. Oh, my faithful warrior, beautiful human. All my spells are used up. All my life is spent. The slavers are slain. The city is deserted. But we are the last. The children of Ashar, you got them away safe. You got them out of the city. Oh, you've done so well. My sister elves told me I was a fool to hire a human as my bodyguard. A grunting savage, they said. He'll paw you in your sleep. He'll piss like a dog on the temple floor. Or sleep at his post. They're beasts, animals, those sweating humans. That's what my sisters said. Oh, they were so wrong. Our young novices, all those sweet girls, would be dead tonight or sold into slavery if it weren't for you. You've done so well, human male. I did not make a mistake when I hired you. The enemy thought I'd hidden the elf children here in Ashar's temple. And I stood at the door, letting no one through. They threw soldiers at me, thick as arrows, while the city burned around us. But it didn't matter how many attacked. I am the High Cleric of Ashar, and my spellcraft is strong. I tore up buildings and crushed the slavers. I summoned wind. I called fire. I lit flames in their loins until they fucked each other and rolled around, rotting on the ground. Any who set foot on the temple stair, I destroyed. Oh, but it cost me so much. How you look at me. My pointed ears, my eyes tearful from pain, reflecting the starlight. My hair sweaty across my face, my gown half torn from me and bloodied. My breasts quivering as I fight for my last breath. I am a messed mortal. And these wounds where my magic has torn open my body. Oh, you're lifting me. Be careful, warrior. I am weak now. My body is dying. I gave everything I had. No, you do not get to regret. Don't. You came back to me as soon as you could. My wounds are not your fault. I gave you the order to move me, to get the children away. Oh, tell me the children are safe. Tell me I did my job well. Please, before I die, tell me. Thank you. The children, they're in the forest now, hidden in the tree boughs. But you could hear them singing in praise as you ran back to the city. You. You heard them singing my name. They should sing your name, warrior. You got them away. I was the distraction, tearing up the streets with my magic. carrying me into the empty temple? Oh, good, yes. I'll rest my cheek on your shoulder. This feels good. It's quiet in here and lovely. These marble columns curve like slender aspen trees, the fountains of clear water, a tall goddess beneath a ceiling open to the stars, bare-breasted, palms open in welcome. Carry me to her, my warrior. Lay me at her feet, please. This is where I should die. Gentle, gentle, oh my body, my beautiful body. 920 years I have lived, an elf woman in the service of my goddess, and my body remains elven young and lovely in the starlight. But it is time for me to leave it now. I didn't even get to see my first millennium. But I do not regret. We kept the temple children safe. We did that together, you and I, my loyal, beautiful man. Are those tears in your eyes? Do not grieve for me. You're human. I danced in this temple as a laughing girl. I knelt and gazed up into Asha's marble face and begged to be a cleric. Centuries before your family tree began. As much of it as you can recall, human, I have lived a good life, full of love and passion, and my goddess has been so kind to me. I do not regret. What are you doing, warrior? Throwing your armor to the floor, ripping your tunic and undergarments into strips. You're trying to bind my wounds. Oh, lovely human, it is useless. You have protected me all your adult life, from werewolves in the dark, from vampire assassins, from goblin raids. There is nothing more you can do to protect me now. Unless... No, it is unthinkable. It is my time. I do not regret. No, do not ask me. I am delirious with pain. I wouldn't have said, wouldn't have hinted. I can't. Elf clerics don't do that with humans. Not usually. No, you're right. Nothing about tonight as usual. Asha, forgive me if I am wrong in telling you this. You have seen me heal wounded elves, the elegant males of my race. My goddess is kind, and by her gift, I can steal an elf lord from the edge of the grave, mend a mortal injury. I clasp him in my arms and welcome him into my body. I sing Asha's prayer, and in our cries together, his hurts are healed. He has new life. New fire blazing in his blood. I give him that. You've seen me and my sister clerics do this. There is another mystery of Ashar. One you have not seen. If one of her own clerics is wounded, which does not happen often, because we are not warriors, but if it does, then a virile elf warrior, unwounded and vigorous and strong, can mate with her, spill a gift of hot, gushing life into her body. Give her strength for one last healing spell that she may use on herself. It is a great honor to save an elf cleric from death, to be inside her, clasped tightly within her, moving in her like a god, restoring her. But this is a thing that elves do. Could not, I must not, ask a human male to give that to me, to caress my body from the inside and heal me. I could not ask it. My fingers touch your cheek, beautiful male. You are mortal. I don't even know what it would do to you. Have you ever been inside, oh elf girl? We are tight. Our cunts burn hot as the fire inside the earth. What if you gave me too much? What if I drained some of your life? You have so little, I couldn't bear it. Oh, you weep for me. Don't do that. Bring your face down here. Come here. I command it, human. Let me kiss the tears from your face. Besides, I might break at a touch. Willow woman, you call me. I bend like a willow, but do not break. I might tonight. Yes, human, I know you are naked. I am not unaware. You've torn all your clothes off to tend to me, and you look good naked. That mortal cock is brutally thick and so beautiful. You don't mind me looking. It's hard not to look. I have seen you naked before, you know? When you bathed in the sacred pool behind the temple. How you gasped. You thought no one was watching. This is the temple of Ashar, silly man. Some sweet elf girl is always watching. And you were using our holy pool. Grunting human savage in Ashar's waters. You're lucky it was me who saw you. I stood on my balcony, listening to the stars and breathing in the night air. I heard a splash. I looked down. There you were. Your muscles rippling like a god's as you cut through the water. I couldn't even breathe watching you. I pressed my thighs together, but my warm honey still trickled down my legs. Oh, what you did to me that night, and you didn't even know. I tossed in my bed until dawn, biting my own hand to keep me from crying out. Fires of a shah burning in my gut. My soft little fingers labored to put out the fire inside me. But no touch of my hand could ever be enough to quench what you lit in me. My sister clerics are right. I am a fool. I did dream of finding some excuse to ride into the forests with you at my side. Finding some quiet glade, of letting this gown that is now torn and bloody slip from my shoulders, from my breasts, over my hips, down my smooth legs to pool at my feet. Of dancing naked for you. Of lighting fire between your thighs. I did dream of that. Of having that effect on such a primal masculine human beast. As I saw swimming in that pool by starlight. What? You saw me, babe? When? How? In my bedchamber, you heard a woman's cry from the bottom of the stair and ran up, stealthy and silent, sword in hand, to protect me. But when you came in and tiptoed across my outer room, there were no signs of a struggle. No drops of blood on the floor. But while you stood listening, I cried out again, your name on my lips. So you eased open the door to my bedchamber, gazed in at me in my private bath, my back to you, one slender hand on my breast, and the other between my soft, soft thighs. I am blushing. You saw me touching my soft petals. You heard me cry out your name. Why didn't you come to me then? Were you afraid? Because I am the High Cleric. And I do not rut with human animals. Did I sound reluctant to rut with a human warrior when I squirmed and moaned in my bath? Did I sound like I would reject you? Like I would banish you from my side if you stole into my bath and kissed me? I am not the one who has been a fool. Kiss me, human warrior. My time is short. Send me to the goddess with the taste of your mouth on mine. I will moan your name, warrior, the way I did as I bathed. I will moan your name into your mouth as you kiss me. Kiss me. You do not taste like a wounded elf lord. You taste I like I like how you taste your mouth on my neck, kissing the line of my jaw, my throat. Do you feel my pulse beneath your lips? What are you doing, warrior? How gentle your hands are, peeling my torn gown away from my breast. Did you get to see these while I bathed? You said I had my back to you. Look at them now. My breasts are soft in the starlight. They are full and lush, and my nipples are swelling, aching in the cool night air. Your breath on my nipple is warm. Oh, you warm me. This is unwise, my beautiful human. This is not a good idea. Your mouth on my nipple is so wet, so warm, so good. I hurt with every breath. But I don't want you to stop. Kiss my breasts, warrior. Suckle my nipples. I am weak, but I can get my fingers in your hair. Pull your head close. Oh, suckle me. Oh, I am a fool. How I need you, mortal. Open my legs. Are you sure? I do not want to coerce you. It is not part of your duty as my bodyguard to pleasure me or to give me life, only to protect what life I have, and there's so little of it left. Say the word and I will release you from your duty. Send you on your way. Oh. You don't have to do this for me, mortal. What are you saying? There's nowhere in the world you desire to be but by my side. When you say things like that, my hot elven cunt clutches. Everything in me is tight and hot. Oh, human, I have craved your touch. I have lusted for your mouth on me nights after nights. I didn't dare speak. I will speak now. A woman dying may say anything she pleases. I want you. I crave you. I need you. I want you in me like I want air to breathe, water to drink. Your touch, the smouldering fire in your gaze, it gives me strength. I will work one last magic with you. Will you make me human? Here at the feet of my goddess, in the most sacred temple of the elves. Will you slide your cock into me and make me scream your name? Oh, I want to scream for you. I am opening my legs. Oh, my body is so sore. Such violent spells tore through me today. Mortal, help me. Help me open my legs for you. Please. Yes. Yes. Like that. There. Lift my tattered gown above my hips. Yes. Oh, my thighs are parted. You can see all of me as my elven flower glisten in the starlight. Do you see how wet I am? Do you smell my heat? I am flooded at the thought of your cock. Please, please, human. Maybe you are not even here. Maybe I am dreaming. Oh, touch me as you have touched me 1,000 times in my dreams. Oh, oh. Your fingertips are so gentle. Yes, yes. I am the high cleric of Ashar. I have never lain on my back for a man's touch. If I were well and whole, I would pin you under me and ride you like a stallion in the desert. I would ride you until you scream to your barbaric human gods. Oh, my barbarian, touch me. Heal me. It is the love prayer to Ashar. I will be soaked for my goddess one last time. And for you, do you feel me? Oh, so wet, so wet. Slide your fingers inside me. Get me wet for your cock. Get me ready for you, human. Do I taste sweet? Oh, does my elven honey taste sweet and good in your mouth? Human, human, what are you doing to me? Oh, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Oh, I ache. My whole body aches. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare lick me. Lick me, lick me. Yes, now I command it. I am wounded. I can't get it to myself. Bring it to me. Bring that hard, masculine cock into my mouth. Please. I want to taste that hard cock you're going to put in me. Give me that cock. Oh, yeah. My tongue feel good, curling under your shaft. This is a human cock, much larger than I'm prepared for. Will it grow larger yet if I lick? If I kiss, if I suck, oh, sense of you, that primal male must. If I die tonight, I will smell your hot, thick cock. And the taste of you, my warrior. If I die tonight, let it be with your cock in my mouth. Yes, touch me. Touch me while I enjoy this cock. Touch my breasts. Oh, your barbaric human hands back on my breasts. Squeeze my breasts. Your balls are tightening. We have to stop. I don't ever want to take my mouth off this cock. Mm-hmm. or the wild enchantment to work. For me to heal, you must be inside me when you come. Put it in me, warrior. I am ready. My nipples are swollen from your mouth. My thighs are open and trembling with need. Here, I'll reach down and open my flower, spreading my petals with my fingers. Look, human, look. I am so wet and small. See this off. Opening for your cock. I will milk your cock, O warrior. It will hurt if you lie on top of me. My body's wounds, but you can hold your weight up on those powerful muscled arms and thrust into me gently and kiss me. Feel my fingers trace their way down your chest to your thighs. Oh, to the soft hair between your thighs. Oh, warrior, you feel so wonderful. This cock is so beautiful, so warm as I curl my fingers around your shaft. I'll guide you inside me like I'm guiding your cock where it belongs. Like I'm welcoming you home, my warrior. Yes, right there. Right there. This is my soft elven pussy. Push it inside me. Thrust your cock in me. Only be gentle with me. Oh. Big in me, this hard human cock. And all my elven sisters tried to warn me. Oh my goddess. Slow, please, for the love of the goddess, go slow. Oh wow. Oh, let me get used to you. My body hurts too much to shift my hips. Will you shift yours, beautiful man? A little higher. Oh, yes. Oh, sure. You may thrust now. I command it, thrust in me. Help work this magic in me. Oh, human. I can't even think. Shattered the invaders with my spells. I saved her children, the novices, and now she rewards me. She is giving me you. And you are so kind. Oh, human. So kind and so strong. Rooting in me. So gentle. So deep. Oh, human. Human, I don't have words for how your cock feels inside me. I don't have words how you feel me. So gentle, so hot. Don't ever stop moving in me like this. Oh, human, my nails dig into your back. Forget what I said. Cover me with your body. Crush me with your love. I can't bear it. I can bear anything for you. I already feel the goddess surging in my blood. Oh, all of me is hot and so full of life. I'm so full, so full. Heavy on me, so big, it doesn't matter, I can take it, pound me, pound that cock in me, feel my heels grip your legs, and pound me, oh, oh, I will not die tonight. Not with your cock in me. I will fuck, and I will fuck, and I will live. Oh, fuck me, warrior. Fuck me. Oh, what do you do to me? Come here, you beast. Oh. Underneath me now, feel my nails dig into your arms, your beast. I will ride you here on the temple floor by starlight. Oh, goodness, yes, goddess, give me the strength to ride this man, to take his seat. Feel my hips roll and swivel and fuck and kiss me. Yes, I bit you, beautiful man. I have to taste you. There is nothing in the world as hungry as an elven woman in love. Oh, that human cock of yours, how it stretches me. Oh, goodness. I told you I was tight. Oh, 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 fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, oh, human, I'm going to, fuck, hold me close, yes, 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 bite my breasts, bite me, oh. Human, finish the spell. Save me. Heal me. Squirt all of that hot semen in me. Come in me, human. Oh, oh, the goddess will seal in my wounds. I will lie in your arms, hot with life, my heart with love all night. Oh, every night. My bodyguard, my protector. Oh, I can't hold on any longer. Come in me. Come in me. I command it. I'm squeezing your cock. Come inside me now. Oh, 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 oh. together didn't hurt you. Your hair isn't any greyer. You look more mortal. I'm glad. I'm so glad. Oh, human. I'm shaking. That was... I don't have words for what that was. I've never been so wet. And how you came in me. Such magic. How you fucked me here. In the most sacred temple of my people. Cock is wonderful in me. I'm gonna keep your cock snug and warm in my soft elven cunt. I don't want to let your cock go just yet. Human beast. My beast. I love you. You know that, right? I've been in love with you since I saw you in that pool. Which, blasphemy, by the way. You more than made up for tonight by saving the life of Ashar's priestess. I think the goddess has forgiven me, human male. Look, I'm healed. There are just scars where the wounds were. Delicate lines on my belly, on my side, on my hip. My elven skin is no longer as smooth and perfect as it has been for 900 years. Oh, you think I am beautiful with my scars? Well, you're loyal. I think you're lovely too. These scars are my reminder of the day we saved the elf girls together. And the night you gave me your cock and your heat and shared your passion with me. You are so sweaty. Just like the other cleric said. A sweaty human beast. I suppose all that sweat is my fault, though. I rode my protector hard tonight. No, I don't care what the others say. I am the High Cleric of Ashar. You came back for me. While my city burned, while my blood stained the temple steps, I thought I was going to die alone. You carried me in here, gave me back to my goddess, and she gave me you. She gave me you, my gentle barbarian. At 900 years, a woman finds a lot to regret. But I will never regret this. You saved me. Now lie still, my warrior. I command it. No, don't try to get up. You will do as your elf priestess says. You have fought all your battles tonight. I am going to kiss you. And kiss you. And then I am going to kiss your cock. I'm going to kiss your cock for a long, long time. Feel my soft hands cupping your face. Oh, my warrior, I feel as vigorous as a human tonight. And so hungry, my love. Taste my mouth. I love you. I love you. I love you.